Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Smith, age 96, died Thursday at Gunderson St. Joseph Hospital in Hillsboro. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Mary Smith is survived by her daughter, Susan and Leroy Hafner, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a sister, Kay Hoffman, along with a niece, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Elizabeth Smith, age 96. Beverly Ann Kranz, 84, of Richland Center, died February 26th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until 11. Beverly Kranz is survived by her brother, Milton J. and Beverly Ann Kranz, Jr. of Missouri, stepsister, Dina and Russell Shaw of Richland Center, and many other relatives and friends. Beverly Ann Kranz, 84, of Richland Center. Mary Elizabeth Turner Bergman, 81, of Richland Center, died Wednesday in Appleton. A celebration of life will be held in the spring at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or Grace Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Mary Turner Bergman is survived by her husband, Clyde, sister, Georgia and Mike Manning, daughters, Rachel and Charles Costello of Ohio, and Christy Bergman of Appleton. Her sons, Seth Turner of Ohio, Andrew and Shana Turner of Arkansas, Timothy and Crystal Bergman of Appleton, and Daniel and Holly Bergman of North Carolina. Seven grandchildren, a great-grandchild, nieces, and nephews. Mary Elizabeth Turner Bergman, 81, of Richland Center. Joanne Nicholson, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Nicholson, 89, of Richland Center. Terry Merlin Barr, 68, of Avoca, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 4th, starting at noon, at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Terry Barr is survived by his daughter, Tara Barr and Logan Banker, two stepdaughters, Katrina and Jason Schimmick and Mandy Pillen, three grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, siblings, Judy and Tim Brown, Rick and Ardith Barr, Pam Barr, Jim and Penny Barr, Randy Barr, Sandra and Jeff Pippin, and Perry and Kathy Barr. Terry Merlin Barr, 68, of Avoca. Terry Allen Fritz, 61, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Terry Fritz is survived by his wife, Tammy, his son, Jordan Fritz of Washington, stepchildren Tyler and Allie Goodyear of Ohio, Megan Goodyear and Brandon Straw of Minnesota, Morgan Kratzenberg and Anthony Reese of Richland Center, nine grandchildren, a brother, Al and Jan Fritz, sisters-in-law, Sheila and Sandy Fritz, Denise and Steve Ritten, Sue McGrew, Jolene and Jeff Ambrose, and Eunice Black. Brothers-in-law, Don Tolbert, Gary and Lisa Schwichtenberg, Mark and Jackie Schwichtenberg, and Michael and Lori Schwichtenberg. Terry Allen Fritz, 61, of Richland Center.